And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4:46, up 3.75 on the open. July, 4:50, up 5.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 4:25, up 6 on the open. July, 4:38.5, up 3.75. September, 4:52, up 5. December, 4:68, up 5.5 on the open. May corn opened at 3:51, up 4.75 on the open. July, 3:64, up 5.75. September, 3:68.5, up 6.5. December, 3:74, up 6.5. March 2008, 386.5, up 7.75. May, 394.5, up 8.5. July, 398, up 6.5 on the open. May beans opened at 767.5, up 3.75 on the open. July, 783.5, up 3. August, 790.5, up 4.5. September, $8, up 7. November, 810.5, up 3.25. January 2008, 822.5, up 6. March, 828.5, up 6.5. May, 830, up 5.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 215.50, up a dollar on the open. July, 220.50, up 110. May soybean oil opened at 32.65, up 28 on the open. July, 33.10, up 17. At the Merck, April feeders opened at 110, down 57.5 on the open. May, 111.20, down 32.5. August, 111.70, down 40. September, 109.50, down 90 on the open. April live cattle opened at 98.70, up 17.5 on the open. June, 95.35, up 35. August, 93, down 17.5. October, 96.95, down 20 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 65, down 37.5 on the open. May, 75.25, down 17.5. June, 75.80, down 27.5. July, 76.05, down 27.5 on the open. And May pork bellies opened at 101.05, down 22.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're off to the races, both in the wheat and the corn, double-digit increases now, so even higher from the opening bell. And I kind of wondered earlier this morning if it wouldn't be reasonable to see July back up to 375 and D's back to 385.
Well, the first headline in the weather, man, basically, I think, stole the show that there was some 2.5 and 3 inch rains in south central Illinois. And the second forecast was wetter for next week. And, of course, the third headline was colder temperatures as well. When I ask a private meteorologist how cold it would go and get in Saturday in Memphis, he said the bottoms down there probably 29 to 30. Freeze notice basically said there's good chances of that type of cold conditions over Tennessee. And we talk to Mounds Cairo area, and, of course, there's corn up. Some people say, 2 days or 3 days of that kind of cold temperatures won't hurt the corn. But in past years, we have seen 20 to 30 bushels to the acre in the final yields being hurt from that type of situation. The bottom line, I'd rather it wouldn't happen if it was mine. And the other factor is that the historic point is for that kind of damage is when the wheat plant is jointed, and if it's not jointed, it's not as severe. But there is some jointed wheat, and it is vulnerable, and that's one of the two major reasons I think we're seeing corn up. Last night at a commodity meeting, the question was asked, what happens if we don't plant the 90 million acres and we get a million acres less? And the answer was given 20 cents, and the Sparks people in Forma Group said 20 to 30 cents up. So all of these are interesting tidbits that are making the commodity trade a little different this morning.
Well, you got to look at this trade and begin to ask yourself a couple of questions. First, you got to ask yourself, and on the two moves down on Friday and on Monday, how much of that was on anticipation of the crop being 90 million plus, and how much of it was on ideas that they're at 90 million? In other words, if we get the 90 million, does that mean we're looking for another leg down at this point?
I would say that there's a strong possibility of that happening, and also the government surprised the world with their feed usage, and it was also brought up that the government possibly underestimated ethanol demand. Last night, we also picked up that there's probably three pretty strong indications of new ethanol plants being built. The profit margins are great as far as profitability of turning corn into ethanol, and the government's probably underestimated ethanol usage. But you're right. 90 million acres and some of the yields are, you know, are very large. But if we do get, let's say, for example, a million acres less acres, and that would probably indicate some late planted and some yield problems, and so that would be somewhat positive. It's still a guessing game. Over 40-50% of the group last night indicated that they thought that the Indiana acreage was a little bit on the large side from present price and present outlook and present fertilizer and present soybean prices. So there's still some guessing going on if that number was accurate, but it's the best number we have as of today.
Another question I would have is whether or not the price drop that we saw just on long liquidation, or are we seeing spreading and trying to push carry back into this market? Because if you look at open interest, it has gone up some.
Well, the government destroyed the demand situation a great deal with their feed usage idea. It was probably a little more abrupt than what people anticipated, but the long liquidation in the marketplace from the feed and the acreage was, I would say, close to I hate to use the word atomic bomb, but it was close to that kind of situation that created the double hit. The general idea is that the carryover is going to be larger, and as a result of that, the bear spread and spreading in the marketplace has been extremely popular.
And turn your attention then to the soybeans, and let me ask you whether you think that the spreads there can widen even more between old and new crop.
Oh, not necessarily. A couple things about the beans. Longer term, the need to have more bean acres in the world is very evident. The Secretary of Agriculture basically said there was no early out this year for conservation acres going into more planted acres. The world demand for soybeans is tremendous. The Chinese promised to buy America first with $2 billion, which equates to about 7 million tons of soybeans. This will be in cotton and also soybeans. And as a result of that, that was a big stabilizer in the marketplace on Monday. The flooded acreage in Argentina is another factor, but the need to raise more beans in the future is one reason why we are seeing this big 30 and 40 cent premium. Most of the meetings we do talk about that if you don't like the nearby price, you probably can carry soybeans for 30, 40 cents more into new crop and put the difference in your pocket, particularly if you do have grain storage.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking at the current tick in Kansas City, May wheat, 453 up 10 and 3 quarters at the Board of Trade. May wheat, 432 and a quarter up 13 and a quarter. July, 446 up 11 and a quarter. May corn, 357 and a quarter, now 357 and a half up 11 and a quarter. July, 368 and 3 quarters up 10 and a half. December, 377 and a quarter up 9 and 3 quarters. May beans, 768 and a half up 4 and 3 quarters. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.